If you can go to blog.curry.com for a moment there, John, Sir Dallas Spongberg, once a year, his son Dallas does something very special for the show.
What is it, blog.curry.com?
Yeah, blog.curry.com. And you'll see their demo derby, and you have to click on the link to reveal the pictures.
Yes.
His son Dallas participated in the demolition derby once again with the No Agenda 33 mobile, magic number,
yeah,
shut up,
it's
slave.
It's a beauty.
It's a beaut. Unfortunately, I think he got a really hard hit, and the battery like flew out, and he was out of the race.
Yeah, so. It doesn't take much. Yeah, he's got all the memes on there. Shut up, slave, no agenda, hit him in the mouth, get a life, somebody else put
that. That might have happened after the crash. Get a life. What are you, loser? I love it, though. That's fantastic that he does that. I just wish, our car would hang in.
We should probably sponsor a few demo derby cars.
Well, what is there to sponsor?
You have to buy him a tire, usually, or something, and some paint.
I had a perfectly good Range Rover we could have thrown into one of these things.
Oh,
that'd
have been a great car for a demo derby.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to drive in a demo derby. I know the techniques that you have to drive backwards.
Yeah, you have to drive the reverse direction of your engine, essentially.
So you're always ramming people from the backside, which I think would the best car for that would be, I believe, a 77 Lincoln. I think would be a perfect car for that.
Well, the problem is people always go for the axles because people think it's the engine you have to disable, but it's really the axle. Once you can make this thing break an axle, then you're out as well.
Yeah,
and I think the 77 Lincoln may be prone to axle breakage.
Well, that's assuming somebody hits you. Got a big 460 engine, you'd be driving around like a maniac.
True.
It takes some effort.